Better start to the road trip than that.
No, there's no better way. Shut out the two teams you're playing. It's as good as it gets. So get on the guys. Last night's game, there was a cost to it, and you could see it at times tonight, but not from in terms of effort, but moving the puck and some things that weren't easy at times. But you know, our goaltender again was really good, and everybody on the bench had a piece of the game. The game-winning goal comes from a line that played the least, but had the biggest impact.
Can you elaborate on what you've seen from Pavlik, especially in these last couple games?
So we've seen it before. I mean, he's played exactly the way he played since he gave up the goal in this building. You know, he's just been sharp and on and big in his net and controlling the things around him. The D have done a good job tying up sticks, but he just has a great presence in the net right now.
He's obviously put it behind him, but do you think it means a bit more to have that kind of an effort given what happened here?
I think in terms of the entire block of games, yes. Right from that event, you know, and he had stopped, I think, 16 when he came in because we were in the box all night in the third here. And since that time, he's played, been a dominant force for our team.
Was that a playoff feel tonight, or was it just the fact that teams have played each other five times this year?
Probably. We probably weren't as physical in the game tonight as we normally would be, based on back-to-back. And that game last night was hard. It was a hard battle, but it was also a hard skating game. You know, there was no easy shifts like there were tonight. Yeah, these two teams would play an exceptionally physical game against each other.
What was your take on first the Oshie on Stewart and then also the Perreault play with Reeves?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't see it. The game does happen fast, right? So we have to give everybody room. There was an elbow on Perreault and wasn't a 4-minute necessarily high stick, but they've got an interference penalty now in the books for that. But that being said, I think, and there was more still, that scrum at the end of the net, I'm sure that they'll get looked at as well. But I thought they found the right level of the game, the referees, of the way the game was played and called it to that level.
I don't know if you believe in this or not, but do you feel like this team has just found it's learned how to win?
I think they've learned their game. I can tell you from standing behind the bench, when something goes south for us out there, everybody on the bench knows why. You know, they know where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do, and because of that, there's a comfort level out there. I think having everybody off the bench these last two games has really been really, really important for us, for the whole psyche of the team and the confidence of the group.
I'm getting a feeling we're going to see the fast start again tonight.
We've seen that most games this year, to be honest with you. You know, we come out of the gate right. Really important that you had some, so we could show some jump early in that game, that we had our legs there, and I thought it came back to us again in the second period. I thought up until the penalty started to fly there, I really, really liked our second period, which is where we got in trouble here last game, and we were much better in our second this year.
People around the league thought you were in trouble with Bufflin out. And you lose Enstrom and you go out, you win two games with back-to-back shutouts. So what is it about?
Well, it is a statement of, you know, the play of other players. So Adam Party, I think, has been a big, quiet player for us here. He plays hard. He killed penalties. You know, Ben coming in, definitely. But when we've had those defensemen especially go down, we do have some depth on our blue line that we didn't know that we had at the start of the year. And then adding Tyler and Jay Harrison has been all the difference in the world. We've lost too many games by too many of our top defensemen to have been able to survive it without good people coming in to help.
Well, even when you look beyond just your blue line, though, this whole team just seems to mesh really well together.
Something that they started, I think, really in training camp. You know, let me rephrase this, it has nothing to do with we. They love being around each other. They have fun going out in the games. I think that's how they've handled the pressure of the situation. They enjoy the games. They enjoy going out for them. There's lots of chatter. There's lots of talk. But that's been something that's been in our room all year.